Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy day 6 of the program. I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope that you've had a great week. I hope that you're super excited about all the weeks to come. So we are on day 6. We're going to roll right through day 91 in previous groups. We're all about, you know, week 1, day 1. Prep week was all about getting ready for Monday. We start week 1, day 1. We're officially getting rolling. We kind of sort of changed our tune, especially with the new app that we have. We know that there are still some more members to filter into the program and into the group. We are not posting anything this weekend outside of the guidelines on Sunday. So use this weekend, get caught up on all the information, ask as many questions as you need because the team is still working so that you are ready to go on Monday. Now, you don't have to be perfect, of course. Do your best to get it together. But next week is all about being as consistent as possible with the food plan. So nothing changes. You don't need to run out and grab any new groceries. It's the same stuff that we're doing this week. It's all about really being consistent with that food plan, hitting all the meals and snacks, making your foods nutrient rich, and eating to satisfaction. We are not messing with portions yet. You do not want to mess with your portions. If you are a returning member, you definitely want to be in tune to those portions. Don't be trying to make them small or keep them small, especially if you're comparing the end of the program in the fall and how you were eating then to your portion sizes now. Chances are your portions are a little bit bigger, your metabolism is higher, especially coming off the holiday season where you're indulging. So don't worry about those portions if they are bigger than what they were at the end of the last program. That is totally normal. That's expected. But also make a push to be in tune, right? And remember that portions are always, always, always what they feel like and never about what they look like. So be open. One egg, three eggs. One day you might need one egg to feel satisfied in the morning. The next you're going to need three eggs. So don't be trying to mess with those portions, whether you're a returning member or you are a new member. I know it's normal to wonder how it's all going to work, how we're going to eat this much, and not count calories and not weigh and not measure and any of those things and still lose weight. What we want right now is for you to be as consistent with the food plan so your body can start to react and respond to it. And what normally happens naturally is that when you're eating so often and the body is getting what it needs and the food choices that you are choosing from help to decrease the amount of insulin that your body is used to using to break down foods. Like some people eat really large portions, not because they need that much food, but because their body is used to eating that much food. And so slowly we're going to decrease the amount of insulin your body is used to using, which is going to make you feel a lot more satisfied on smaller portions. Anyway, we're going to be breaking it down in the weeks to come. If your weight is dropping already, great. We're not really trying to do anything to get it to drop. That's just your body naturally. You're giving it what it needs. You're providing the opportunity, logistics and resources. That's what weight loss is. Give the body what it needs, help the body focus on fat loss, give it the time that it needs. And if your weight isn't moving, we're not concerned at all. It's not about the scale for the first few weeks. I know that's really frustrating for some of you to hear, but it's just the truth. How quickly you lose in the beginning or how much you lose in the beginning, zero indication how successful you will be. Yesterday I was talking about Giselle. One of our previous members, she lost like 20, 30 pounds in the first few weeks of the program, first 6 weeks of the program. Then she had that massive, like month-long plateau. And it was kind of a conversation. We even had her on tea time, and obviously she broke the plateau. Her weight continued to drop, and she's gone on to be successful. But she lost a big chunk in the beginning, and then she had to have a big plateau. You just cannot lose that much weight and not have your body need time to solidify and stabilize after the weight that it's dropped. So your fat is there for a reason. It's an emergency energy reserve. It also, stores hormones. It's also, your body uses it to regulate body temperature. It is there for a reason, which is why your body stores a certain amount. So when you take the fat out of your body releases the fat. There's adjustments that need to be made. Your body is used to functioning a certain way. You've made changes to your body, so your body has to readjust how it functions. And that's a big part of why we get plateaus. So enough about that. That's the plan for today. Let's get right into answering answering some of your questions this morning. Remember that we do turn these lives into an audio version in a podcast over on Acast. We now are on Apple officially. We have figured out how to do that. Did you do that post? So Tony has done a post on how to find the audio versions of the podcast. Tony's done a post on how to find the podcast, whether it's Spotify or Acast or Apple. So if you see that post, it's in the guides. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Nikki. Dropped the backlog from Christmas and happy to pick up where I left off on Monday. Yeah, some of you, obviously, your weight went up over the holidays. Big part of that stress off routine, off foods, that kind of thing. The holidays are stressful, man. It can take the body some time just to calm down from the stress of the holidays. And this wasn't a really great start. After the holidays, many of us had our kids back at home when we thought they were going to go to school. So many of you stressed out about daycare and schools and all of that. And all things are starting to calm down, right? They usually do a few weeks into the new year. Hi, Janine. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Eat the cake if you want to eat the cake and stay hardcore. If you want to stay hardcore, it's your journey. Yep. We sort of have one hard, fast rule around here. If it's a birthday, you know, you got to eat the cake. It's so lame not to. If you don't want to eat the cake, then don't eat the cake. Or if you want to eat the cake, eat the cake. Some of you concerned about weekends, we're not concerned about you, which is why we didn't have a how to do the weekend post. We do have one next week for you that we're going to post. But this is the first weekend of the program. Some of you are just, you know, starting to get it together and really don't stress yourselves out if you're not perfect this weekend. There's nothing you can do on a weekend that can't be undone. And, you know, I say that a lot around here. If your routine is off, because your routine on the weekends tend to be a little bit different during the week. So that might throw you for a bit of a loop. It's okay if your routine is off, that your foods are slightly off. Focus on what you can do and don't worry about any of the extras. Don't worry about any of the extras. Trust me, the more consistent you can be with the food plan, the quicker your body's going to adjust to it. You're going to start feeling really good, sleeping really good. You're not going to feel like indulging. I know some of you feel like you're addicted to sugar and you have all these cravings. We got a post on cravings next week coming out to address that. Within days, you should find that your cravings will go away. Give the body what it needs and it will have no needs, right? And a lot of cravings are more based on wants. Your want, you want this, you like the idea of that, rather than your body actually needs that, right? Which reminds me, yesterday we talked about gum, we talked about chocolate, we talked about alcohol. Some of you are asking about chocolate. You want that little piece of chocolate in there. I sort of explain and share why I think that you should not feed into that need to treat every day or have that thing to look forward to every day. It just perpetuates the need to use food for things other than nutritional requirements, which we do. As people, we use food to celebrate, to show love, to be social, we also use food to cope and to distract and all those other things. And we just kind of want to reset everything. So you wake up after you've lost your weight, you look good, you feel good, you go about your day, you're not stressed about food, you're super, super calm about your choices. You know, if you choose to indulge, it's because you choose to indulge. You know, there's no fight in your brain. Should I eat it? Shouldn't I eat it? Why did I eat that? Oh my God, I could just get rid of that, right? So we kind of want to just get you really actually in tune with your body's needs. If you are a food lover or a foodie, we're going to have a conversation. It is normal to kind of lose that sense of indulgence, which can kind of make you feel sad, because if you really love food and creating food and all that, you can still do that. You can still, if you want to, you know, make gourmet meals, you totally can, but you can't indulge in the same way that you might have done before. But when you come back to, you know, just living your life in terms of food, you'll be able to indulge in all the foods that you love. And, you know, what will happen though is you're in tune to your body's needs, so you'll be just as satisfied and feel like you're able to indulge just as much on those smaller portions as you did before on these really big, larger portions. So kind of just resetting all of that. Perfect day to stay inside and get caught up. Yeah, so if you missed it, the weekends are super quiet around here. We don't post a lot. We give you guys time to get caught up. The team is working, so ask as many questions as you need. It's also a great time to get caught up on water too, right? Like if you're kind of inconsistent with it during the week because of your job or your travel or whatever, it's a great idea to take a concentrated period of time on the weekend and just be consistent about drinking it. Once you're hydrated, you're going to find that you go to the bathroom less. You want to build a nice base of hydration because it's so easy to get dehydrated. So at least going into the week, Monday, if you're like a teacher or, you know, whoever who can't really go to the bathroom all the time, get hydrated on the weekend, and at least you're going into the new week being hydrated. And then you can kind of sip and stay on top of it a little bit better. So it's a great opportunity to get caught up. Good morning. Hi, Lori. A new low for me this morning and all the holiday extra is gone. App is great and love the tracking. Yeah, it's still a little bit glitchy. We're going to continue to deal with glitches. The app team is on it. We just had a meeting with them the other day on Thursday about it. There are people who have eyes on you know, the issues you guys are having. They're constantly going to be updating. There's an update coming next week. We will let you know the date. That's going to fix a lot of the bugs. It's going to add a few new bells and whistles to it. It's far from perfect, but we're really excited to roll it out for you guys. Tracking wise, it's amazing. There are graphs for everything. Like when you're hitting your components of your meals, and then you hit that plate with the fork and the knife, it shows you a graph showing the percentage of how hit and miss you were, right? So you know, like I put an 80% effort at, you know, making sure I had my meals together, or am I 60%? Oh my gosh, I better get those greens in and those veggies in, those good fats in. And that's the whole point of it. There isn't really a place to write down, you know, junk foods or off-plan foods, because we don't really care about those. If you follow the plan, those will just fall to the wayside anyway, and they're totally irrelevant. It's just about having more of your choices fall in line than less, right? And that's what it's about. So you can absolutely half-ass this program and still walk away being pretty successful, like weight loss wise. It's just obviously the more things that you can do to be proactive, the better. I love that you guys are dropping that weight from the holidays. You know, kind of feel like you're like back at it. Some of you feeling straight up like balls from the holidays. It shouldn't take a couple of days back on plan to start feeling good again. And remember, I said that before, right? For our returning members, when you got a taste of feeling really good, and you know what that feels like. So when you feel good, you feel like amazing. And then when you feel slightly off, you feel like really, really, really off. So it's just kind of because you're in tune, when you feel off, you feel really off. And a lot of times we feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just like so off plan. I feel awful. I'm sleeping horrible. My, you know, not pooping great. My energy sucks. I'm feeling bloated and gross. Couple days on plan, next thing you know, you're like, oh, I feel, there we go. I feel better. I'm back. I kind of equate that feeling to like when you go away on holidays and like vacay and you're having fun and you know, it's like you're having a great time, but you're drinking too much, you're eating too much, you just want to get home and back in your bed, right? And that's kind of what following, back on that routine. That routine is so ingrained, you know, from following it so extensively, it really becomes this kind of like, whew, place for your body to catch your breath, right? So I love that. Remember, if you are a returning member, you have the advantage. You have the advantage here. You are in tune. You know the program. If you have not seen it yet, pop into the old group and watch the Fresh Eyes video. We have that coming for you guys next week. But this weekend, if you have extra time and you are a returning member, this is your second time especially, there are some things you're going to want to keep in mind. Where are we? Happy Saturday to you, Gina, and all those who help us every day. 16 pounds. It's magical. I'm on my way. Hi, Judith. Gone is the sickness and all that held me back last group. Bless you. Yeah. So, you know, people who are doing the program, again, sometimes you have like, you know, times in your life where everything is aligning, and other times, you know, where, you know, you're dealing with other things. There's never a good time to lose weight. There's never a good time. And for people who are new in the program, this, we cover such a long period of time. It's a long period of time, but not a long period of time. It goes by pretty quick. Chances are, you know, there are going to be times where you can't follow the program. You're going to be so busy in life, you can't prioritize and take time for yourself, or you're going to get sick, or something's going to happen. The program absolutely accounts for that. It accounts for vacays, holidays, off days. You can easily take a couple weeks off the program and plan, and then you can just pick up from where you left off. Totally normal. If that ever happens to you, just reach out to the team and say, I haven't been following for a week, or I've been off plan or whatever. What do I do to get back at it, right? My team can help you out. They will help you out. Hi, Sue. Good morning. Happy day six. Hi, Carol. Hi, Leah. Hi, Vicky. Good morning. Nothing you can't do in one day that you can't undo the next. Yeah, absolutely. So this is why, never blow off your day because of one, you know, one off meal, or, you know, one chocolate bar or bag of chips or anything like that. It's not worth blowing off your day. Definitely not. You're going to hear as you move forward, many people who talk about how they ate their face off on the weekend. And I'm so surprised today, on Monday, the scale is down. You know, we get that all the time. Like, how come I'd lost weight when I ate my face off on the weekend? Generally, because weight loss is based on momentum, the work that you're doing leading up, getting the body's attention, giving it what it needs, getting it specifically to focus on fat loss, that kind of thing, supporting it in detox when that scale starts to move. So it's going to move. It's just a matter of, you know, consistently doing what you're doing and, you know, being as and giving the body the resources and the time that it needs. I totally lost my train of thought there, but whatever. I'm a little hungover, straight up. Sonia and I, we celebrated, you know, the first week of the program with a few bottles of wine, and now I feel like death. Just so you guys know, so if I lose my train of thought. That's why. Thank you, Sonia. We vowed that we're never drinking again. At least not a few bottles. Hi, Amanda. Good morning. This is my second round. Last round, I was down 7 pounds, but over the Christmas holidays, I gained it back. And plus, I'm completely my fault by overindulging. This round, I've been trying to hit the ground running. Already down 3 pounds. Looking forward to trying to put myself first. Yes, two reasons why people gain weight back. They don't put time into maintenance and situational change, right? You got to take maintenance seriously when the time comes. Obviously, that's a different situation. It kind of wasn't maintaining. It was bridging the gap in between groups. Back on track, girl. Back on track. We do have a technique for people getting back on track when we indulge, which we're going to talk about in the weeks to come. We're going to talk about maintenance, everything that you need to know. But you got to take that maintenance seriously. You got to give the body time to get used to your new weight so that new weight becomes the norm. I'm going to doubt that you hardly gain that weight. Stress, lack of sleep, some extra foods. It can have your weight elevated. Like my weight will go up as high as like 129, 130. And I know it went up that high over the holidays as well. But it'll come right back down. It's not real weight gain, but your weight can stay pretty elevated. If you're not giving the body an opportunity to get rid of the backlog, right? And drink the water, like just being dehydrated can have your weight up like 5 pounds. And it can take like a while to get hydrated again, right? So you should notice weight that comes on real fast like that comes off just as fast. Finally, after years, I wake well rested. My joint pain is much improved. My brain fog is gone. I am ready for the challenges ahead. So pumped. Yeah. It's really exciting. Some of you are already talking about getting the best sleeps of your lives. This is because the body doesn't mess around. If you give it what it needs, it's amazing what it can do for you. It's constantly working on repairing and rebuilding and trying to make you as healthy as possible. Sleep is magic around here. Sleep is when your body repairs, where it rebuilds, where it makes change. That's when it drops fat. It all happens when you are sleeping. So getting some good quality sleep is really key. Not necessarily longer sleep, not necessarily more sleep, but getting the sleep that you do get and make it just that much more quality, that deep and that REM sleep, not going to bed with a belly full of food, making sure that you're hydrated, getting your body in line with your circadian rhythm. So you got good energy during the day. And then at night when it's night, your body's like getting ready for bed. You're going to notice that some of you are going to be like, oh my gosh, I got the most amazing energy during the day, but I'm so tired at night. This is how it should be. The body should give you great energy during the day to do all the things you need to do. And then come nighttime, your body's like, let's shut her down. Like, I need to get to bed to do all the things that the body does. So sleep, really important. In fact, we're going to have Julia Glowinski back. We introduced Julia last group. She's a sleep expert. She's going to be back. We're going to be talking about how to get better sleep and such. So if you're a new mom and you have like kids and you're like, Gina, like, are you telling me I need sleep or I'm not going to lose weight because it's impossible. I'm not going to get good sleep. You may not get more sleep, but we're going to work on getting the sleep that you get and improve that and get that good quality. So for some people, being able to sleep, being able to poop regularly, like these really become the focus. They sign up for a weight loss program, but they're so happy to feel good and sleep and poop normally that becomes like, oh my gosh, I'm just, weight loss aside, I'm just happy I can sleep and poop, right? Hi Sharon, good morning. From a new member, thanks to my sister who did your fall program. I love that. We're like 90% referrals around here. That's where most of our members come from, is that, they know someone who's done the program. And I love that because it tends to really, it helps to deepen your belief system that this is possible. I know so many of you done so many diets, like you're hopeful, but you're not sure. Like if I was to say to you right now, are you 100% confident that you're going to be here at the end? Like really, like feel that and let that resonate with you and say, and ask yourself, am I 100% confident that, like, actually, can I say out loud that 100% I'm going to be here at the end? And I know some of you can't. Like, you want to be able to say it, but you're just not sure. And even if you say it, it's not connecting with you feeling it. We're going to make that more tangible for you as we go. We're going to be spotlighting our members. We're going to be having tea time, talking to real people about their journeys. Let me remind you about the team bios. If you have not checked them out yet, you might not have seen that guide. So we have a team guide that has all of their bios. They share their stories. More importantly, they also share tips. So if you have not read them over, great stories that for sure will resonate and inspire, but more so they share their tips for success, and they've all been successful on programs. So if you have not seen the team bios, head over to the team guide. Let me also remind you, we have a recipe guide, and we've started up a recipe guide. We are also going to do recipe share pages. I think we start that up. We start that next week. Yeah, I think we start that up on Monday or Tuesday, where we do recipe share pages. So breakfast ideas, lunch and dinner ideas, and vegan meal ideas as well. You guys can share your ideas, swap recipes, post your foods, that kind of thing. So we're going to start that up as well. Vegans. Some vegans, asking, what they can eat. You guys are not restricted at all. There are tons of plant protein on program. We did a breakdown. There's a grocery list, right? That includes all the proteins on there as well. But we did a breakdown of proteins, carbs, and fats, I think on Thursday, if you haven't seen it. And that has a whole list of all sorts of different kinds of plant protein options. They add up. They add up. So as long as you are, cognizant of adding in protein, a little bit of this, like a little bit of this protein, that protein, whatever, it adds up pretty quick. It adds up pretty quick. There's also protein in vegetables. No one ever talks about protein in vegetables. There are costal carbs in vegetables, but there's also protein in vegetables as well. Edamame, for example, is one of the notorious ones people associate with, higher protein. But all vegetables have protein in them. So they do sort of add up. They do add up. So don't be stressing about that. But we are going to have a vegan share page for you guys if you are looking for ideas. Good morning. Hi, Sandy. Have a great day. Day six, only 85 more days to go. We got this. Yeah, we have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight for sure. Hi, Andrea. I signed up for the fall session but completely lost it as my cancer spread to my brain. My goodness, girl. I'm coming forward today. I am feeling really good and ready to take things on. I love the app. It helps me keep everything in one place. Yeah, I mean, that was the intention behind it. We are just trying to make this process as easy as possible. As you know, life, right? Life makes life hard enough for us. We want this to be as easy as possible, and that's the resources. Let me also remind you guys right now that the PDF booklet, this is all of the post. I mean, this is great. We don't talk ahead. You'll notice in the group, every time we post a post, it goes in the guides. And then we also make a PDF and we store it in the file. So all of this information is available for free for you to print off in the file section. If you can read off your phone or your tablet, then you don't have to print anything off, and great, save the trees. But this can be really great. If you're a pen and a paper person, you can highlight, you can make notes. There's lots of space, lots of space in here. For you to make the notes. It's really easy. It's such a big book because it's designed also to be easy to read. I wear glasses and I want to be able to read my own book. So the print is nice and big. It's like we're really trying to make it as easy as possible. So Amazon near you, this is available at Amazon's across the world. Get it delivered. The app, obviously, to track your weight and to track your water, and you can set reminders, your sleep, your moods, all of it, right? All in one stop. So we're really excited, and we're excited for you guys to use it. So remember, Tony is doing constant updates to that app guide. That's where everything app is going to be posted. Tony's been doing these sort of how-to videos, highlighting certain features, how to go back and add a progress photo. And just so you know about those photos, we don't have that. We take privacy rights very seriously. And we spend a lot of money with lawyers on privacy rights and everything that we need to do to protect our members. So when it comes to the app and the data that you're putting into it, like your photo, for example, we can't see that. No one on our side can see your photo. We're not going to take your before and after photos off your app and use them elsewhere. If we ever use before or after photos, it's always with permission. We do a Celebrate Inspire post at the end, and people share the before and afters. But we reach out to every single person and ask them if they would mind if, we could, highlight them on our website, whatever. Some people are like, great, I'm sure, absolutely. And some people are like, in the group is one thing, but I don't want it out there. And we totally respect that. So just so you know, all your information is safe. And, we will not be taking, we can't see your photos in the app. Nobody can see them. You also do have the ability to share them. So if you do want to share your progress photos as you go, the app allows you to do that. It allows you to share your graphs, send them to friends, post them and stuff like that, which is really cool. But we have no control over that. So we won't be taking your photos, and you won't see your face on an ad like I did the other day. I saw my face, this SBLA company where I use those rollers, and I included them in our favorite things, and we buy all the stuff from our favorite things to give away. And the other day I make a point of not making money off of things that I promote. I just want to be a sharing is caring kind of girl, and there was my face on their page, and it was kind of great, but also at the same time I'm like, I didn't say you could use that photo of me. talking about your product. Anyway, they took it off, which was great. It was no big deal, but I didn't feel great about that, and we wouldn't want to take your photos and have you all of a sudden see your face somewhere when you didn't give people permission. So just so you know, is there a max number of eggs we should be eating per day? Okay, so first of all, you don't have to eat eggs. And just because we use a photo of something in our videos doesn't mean that those are the only options. So some people are like, is that the only thing that we can do? Like the one had like dip is like, is do we have to have hummus? Like, no, you can have hummus with your veggies. You can have guacamole. You can have cheese. You can have nut butters with them. Just because we show it as a visual in any of the videos doesn't mean that those are the only options. So with that, eggs, you absolutely can have eggs. Eggs were given a really bad rap about 20, 25 years ago. And, you know, I know here in Canada and Ontario has been trying to make it up to the egg farmers because they really did a number on them talking about it was bad for your health and too high fat. And they are high in cholesterol. But your body does need saturated fats. And cholesterol issues are generally from either hereditary or generally from to an overabundance of saturated fat and compared to your omega-3 and omega-6s. 30% of your diet needs to be fat. Like, fat's an important part of your diet. Like, and also 30% protein. So you wouldn't stop eating protein. So why do people stop eating fat? Which is just, but anyways. Of that 30%, 10 is your saturated fats that your body utilizes. And then 10 is like your omega-3s, which is, you know, I'm going to suggest that you add in a supplement unless you're eating a lot of fish. It's hard to get enough omega-3. And then of course, your omega-6s, which, you know, your nuts and seeds and avocados, pretty easy to get, though you do have to be mindful about adding them in. So you need a mix. So saturated fats, like an okay fat that turns into a good fat when you have enough of these really great essential fats. So you're not really concerned about eggs. If you did have high cholesterol, you want to be mindful of also the amount of cheese and dairy that you're consuming as well. But your brain is like floating in cholesterol. Your body needs it. So you can eat as many eggs as you want, unless you're concerned about your cholesterol levels. And then even then, that's not to say that you can't eat eggs. It's that you want to mindful of your saturated fats in general and making sure that you're getting enough of those really good fats. That would be the issue. So eggs, you can eat as many as you want. There are days that I eat like 3 eggs a day every day. You know, then there's times where I eat 1 egg or 2 eggs. And, you know, I always use, when it does come time to talk about portions, we talk about eating to satisfaction in the moment. And, you know, one day you might need 1 egg to feel satisfied. And the next day you're eating 3 eggs to feel satisfied. So portion wise is always about,
sorry, I'm so hungover and I truly feel like I'm going to barf right now.
How would they feel like, not what they look like.
It's what they feel like, not what they look like. So when it comes to eggs and portion sizes, it's really based on how you feel and how hungry you are that day, which is going to change day to day. So don't worry about eggs. Don't worry about eggs. Woo! Sweating. Okay. All right, maybe not the greatest way to start the first live of a Saturday in the first week of the group, but here we are. I'm blaming it on Sonia.
Showed up.
I'm here. All right. Hi, Paula. Happy Saturday. You are so right. I went up in weight yesterday, felt like crap and sore body and headache through the night, and bam, down this morning, down 6.2. Yeah, so totally normal for your weight to go up before your weight's going to drop back down. You guys are going to stress about the scale anyway. That's totally fine. You guys are going to get frustrated. You're going to stress. But don't let that stop you from showing up, right? And don't let that ruin your whole day. Don't let that put you in a mood and festering and funk. In fact, I'm making a little addition to the app when you are tracking your weight where you input it and just reminding people it's normal for it to be up, which can actually be a good sign and a sign that it's on the way down. It's also normal for it to be, you know, the same because, you know, plateaus are just the body focused on the other stuff, helping to solidify your weight. And of course, if it's down, there's work to do, right? Like if your weight is down, this is a heads up too, because this is a mentality that I know a lot of you have in the beginning, that if your weight is down, you're so excited about that and you want to do what you can to keep it going down so the response is to pull back on foods and eat less and less and less. Ooh, if I eat less, then this is going to make this go down faster. And it's really not. I know it's so hard to believe that, but that you're actually going to mess with the body continuing to drop the scale if all of a sudden you pull back. Because the reason why the body's releasing the fat is because it feels like it doesn't need it. And so if you start eating less and you pull back on that, that can have your body pull back and have that scale stop moving. So just be mindful of that. How you support the body in detox, or how do you support and get that body to continue to drop, is recognize that chances are it's going to drop anyway. So the rule is, once your weight starts to drop, you see that initial drop, assume that it's dropping over the next 3 or 4 days, even if your weight is the
same after that first day of a drop, or even if it goes up after the first day of the drop. Always assume. Because what can happen is once your body goes into detox and the scale starts to drop, your body can retain water to keep you in detox, which will have the scale showing up, but in reality, your weight is actually still moving down. And then all of a sudden, people will see, like a few days later, a big drop. And they're like, oh my gosh, I lost like 4 pounds in a day. No, you didn't lose 4 pounds in a day. Your body's been working at dropping that. It's just that your weight has been up while it's also simultaneously moving down. This is all about when it's translated on the scale. I just threw up in my mouth, which is gross. Okay. So you're going to look for those patterns. You're going to get to know your body's pattern of behavior and response. You'll get to know what weight loss looks like and feels like to you. Does the weight go up beforehand? Do you feel bloated and gross? Some people don't feel anything. So it's actually a bit of a benefit. If you do feel detox symptoms, you kind of know it's coming, right? And then you can support the body in that. So once the scale also starts to move, you want to do what's called supporting the body in detox. Make sure you're drinking the water. And the reason why I say that is as soon as you go into detox, the water goes from like being appealing and, you know, getting it in to like not wanting to get it in. So you got to make sure you're getting it in, especially when that weight is dropping. And so I've worked with so many clients. They work so hard to get their weight to finally start to move. And then like, so their weight starts to move. And then I talk to them the next day and their weight is like the same or it's up. I'm like, okay, how much water did you have yesterday? I'm like, oh, well, I hardly drank any because like it just was not appealing. I'm like, what? You work so hard to get the body to focus on fat loss and you're not giving it the one thing that it needs to stay focused on keeping that scale moving. Like, I know the water's not appealing, but you have to know the water's not appealing because you're in detox. So you want to keep that body detox, and you got to make sure you keep that water flowing. It's not about more and more and more and more, but it's making sure that you're giving the body what it needs so it can continue to focus on getting you releasing that fat. So when the scale starts to move, assume it's moving for 3 or 4 days. When it does start to move, you want to do supporting the body in detox. Stick with the plan. Don't mess with the portions. Don't try to eat less. Think that's going to get you ahead faster. Don't skip meals or snacks. Make sure you're consistent with the food plan and make sure you stay on top of the water. What you can do is make sure you try to eat early in those evenings when your weight is dropping, because you know your body wants to, you know, when you're sleeping, that's when your body's working really hard. So you really want to make sure you're getting a good sleep and not eating too late and following the program the best you can when that scale is moving. And that's what we mean. We got a whole post on supporting the body and detox, which we'll be talking about. First time on this method and down 4.4 pounds already. I love that. Yeah, scale is starting to move. Some of you are not believing that. Some of you are like, it must be water weight. I beg to differ when you're drinking so much water. Usually when they refer to the concept of water weight when it comes to dropping real fast on the scale, it's because you're not drinking water and therefore you're dehydrated. And then that is why your weight is down. So that's where the concept of water weight comes from. When you're drinking so much water on plan, listen, the body doesn't mess around, and the food plan is designed for a rhyme and a reason. And it is designed to work. This is a weight loss program. I've put, you know, my entire life into how do we help people lose as much weight as possible, as quickly as possible, in the healthiest way. So like, this is why I'm such a stickler for people following my food plan, because my food plan works. My program works. If you start doing your own stuff, then you're kind of not really doing the program and the plan anymore. You're just kind of doing, you know, healthy eating. Can you lose weight by just eating healthy? Yes. However, the reason why people believe that you can't is because it takes so long. Because, you know, you have to really keep your body specifically focused on it. You know, there's a difference between eating healthy and eating in a way that's conducive to fat loss. And if you were just trying to lose weight in a healthy way, you notice your weight will go up. That can be frustrating for people. You can feel worse before you feel better. That's usually frustrating for people. They think, oh, I'm eating healthy, I should feel amazing, and I should have those S-shaped poops. When in reality, you can feel like balls, you can be constipated, you can have diarrhea, yeah, you can feel bloated and gross, and all of that can actually be signs that you are doing the right thing. It's just that's the body response. When people talk about losing weight in a healthy way, they don't talk about those things. It's not real common knowledge. So you have people all the time who are like, well, I'm going to just try to be healthy, and then they end up like weight going up or not feeling so great. And they're like, well, this healthy thing sucks. I'm not losing any weight. My weight is going up and I'm feeling gross, you know? So that, no wonder people go to those quick fix and restricted diets, right? Where am I? So I totally thought there was no difference between having intentions in my head and writing them down, and kind of felt like a child doing homework, adding them in the app. But holy smoke, something does when you actually get these thoughts out of your head and into the world. Mind blown. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone talks about accountability when it comes to weight loss. You don't need to be accountable to us. You need to be accountable to yourself. And what's going to also happen is sabotage. People start planting the seeds of doubt. People are already doing it. Things like, you know, oh, there's too many lives, I'm already behind. And we'll be like,
like, well, you don't need to watch the lives to be successful. Everything you need is in the guides. Oh, well, it's so much water. I won't be able to drink this much water. Well, you know how much water? It's not a certain amount. It's about you just trying to be as hydrated as possible. Oh, there's too much food on plan. Well, yeah, we know there's a lot right now, but that there's a rhyme and a reason behind that, and that's going to change. You're not going to be following this food plan like this for the whole time. What you eat, when you eat, is going to change and evolve. Like, they're planting the seeds of doubt so that when they decide they're going to bail, they will have a trail of excuses, right? So they feel better about the fact, well, I quit because I couldn't drink the water and there were too many lives and there's just so much food, right? Sabotage can pop in like right when you're about to reach your goal. So like the fear of failure, fear of success. So I find setting intentions is a great way of containing and just making sure you're in the moment about this process. But it brings up like setting your intentions is like bringing it to the forefront of your mind for you, you know, and it's like shouting it to the universe. It's putting it out there. This is my focus today. Like even saying it out loud. And that's why you'll see members will actually on the question of the day page, not ask questions and be like, my intention today is to drink more water, which we absolutely love and encourage. And you're really just saying it out loud to yourself to make it more tangible and real. Like today I'm going to drink my water. And then you want to do the midday check-in. You want to check in and say, okay, how am I doing? How am I doing on all my intentions? And that's why I love that it kind of sticks when you write your intentions in. You can still see it on the app. When you're checking back in, okay, I had all this intentions to drink my water today. How am I doing on that? Oh my God, I suck. I've drunken none. Okay, Gina, fill up your bottle and let's go. And then I love the end of day reflection. That's a big one. Just getting real with yourself. And I do this in life, not just like weight loss, in life, you know, like, what did I suck at today? What did I do really well today? What do I need to focus on and work on tomorrow, right? And when it comes to this journey, if you take a day-by-day approach, time always flies, like, and especially the last couple of years, time flies. And before you know it, like, you'll just would have accumulated all of these, like, results, non-scale victories, the scale obviously moving, and, you know, working through your issues. Like, this process makes you have to prioritize yourself because there's a certain process you need to follow. The program does a lot of the work for you. Like, for example, week 3 is all about consistency to the point of boredom and mindfulness. This is where we start to be in tune to how our body's responding and paying attention to where our body's at. You know, week 3 is all about being so consistent that people are like, oh my God, I'm so bored. If I can't mix this up, I'm going to be so bored. I'm not going to be motivated. And I'm like, well, I want you to be bored. And because surely you there, for those of you who use food because a distraction or eating because you're bored or eating because you're stressed, this is like just an opportunity to sit with yourself, do what you need to do, and not make food exciting. It's just being so routine. And if ever you use food for something other than nutritional requirement, this helps you work through that. So what happens is people get antsy in the beginning of the week and I'm so bored and I got to switch it up. No, just indulge in the routine. Indulge in the routine. We want the food plan to become second nature so that when we make changes to it, there is more of an impact to it. And this is really what helps people get in tune to the portion sizes. When you're just specifically doing what you need to do and not constantly switching things up, you get to be really calm about the process. And so that week is a big week about working through, you know, eating out of boredom and using food for anything other than nutrients. But that, it's not like you have to do anything. You just have to be consistent. And it's at that same time when you're following this 3 weeks in, this is where people start to get bored. And it is where people usually bail on a program because they get bored. But what you need to know is that then we start switching it up. So you go from being bored to challenging the body, switching things up and such. So it's a really cool process where we're working through issues and associations, and you're going to have some real big feels. Some of you have been dieting your entire life. Some of you, your issues with food run really, really, really deep, especially in dynamics. We're going to have conversations about how losing weight can change your relationships with people. For example, if in your friend circle, you're the fat friend, for lack of a better word, you lose 60 pounds, all of a sudden you're not the fat friend anymore. That means someone else is. And whether you like it or not, people are always subconsciously measuring themselves up and trying to figure out where they fit. And that can change dynamics in friendships. It can change dynamics at work. They've had people at work try to get them fired because they've lost weight or, you know, they don't really understand what the person's doing because of obviously their own issues. Relationships, right? Sometimes, you know, when the women are just trying trying to live their best lives and just feel confident and comfortable in their skin. A husband sometimes can get their knickers in a knot and sometimes be jealous because, you know, you, as you start to pay attention to yourself and prioritize your needs and, you know, start to feel good and comfortable in your skin, you start projecting a different energy, and it's change. And and people aren't really great at change. And even though you are doing the work to change, we are in massive pursuit of change. You're going to notice yourself changing, your body changing physically, mentally, how you communicate with yourself, the things that you say about yourself, how you feel about yourself, all that's going to change. And all of that changes your vibration and the energy that you're putting outwards, right? So setting your intentions is, you're right. There's an energy to that. It brings it to the forefront of your mind. I'm a big fan of waking up and harmonizing my day, grounding myself each day, kind of setting the tone and intention for my day. I do that a lot with these lives. Like this morning, my intention is just to survive. But other times I get on and my intention will be like, okay, like people are like, I got to rally the troops. I want to inspire people. Today I want to be super informative. You know, like every time I sit down in front of you guys, I set my intention. Like, and this is why my team sends me a variety of different shift reports. And this is where I'm looking through and I'm like, okay, you know, I got to really let people know that as the scales start to move, it's normal for some are going to drop. And it's also normal for others that aren't going to drop. And we want everyone to, you know, to feel confident in this process and to like go from super exciting, you know, super excited, and we don't want people to go too super frustrated, right? So it's a lot of information. There's a lot of changes. People are working through a lot of stuff. So, you know, so I'm a massive fan in the setting of the intentions. Also, you know, the check-in, the end of day reflections, like there definitely is something to be said by owning it, owning your intentions, whether you're writing it down yourself, whether you're just saying it out loud, whether you're posting it on the question of the day page, whatever that might be, right? Something to be said for that. Hi, Katie. We're here for round three. I think my husband is getting tired of me constantly talking about how much I love you. He loves and supports me 100%. You know what? Like, it's a vibe. It's not about me. It's about, first of all, our community is amazing. And, you know, as you know, your third time, and, you know, it's, our community is amazing. And it's really such a vibe. And how great it is to have, like, a really positive, safe space to kind of check into every day, you know? And it's really a vibe. And it's, like, it's got some great energy to it. Like, this is why we call our, you know, the people who answer your questions vibe ambassadors. They're here to support you. They're here to support you and cheer for you when you're excited. And we're here to support you when you're frustrated and help to advise you and help you find the information and all of that. And as frustrating as weight loss can be, we like to have a lot of fun and we don't think it's a punishment, right? Like that's the thing too. Like, I know so many of you feel like you failed all of those diets. You didn't. Those diets failed you. You know, if you're still trying to lose weight 20 years later, you're persistent as fuck. You know what I mean? You haven't failed. You're still working at it. It's just that you haven't come across the right program, the right diet, you know? And this is what we're here for. And we really, you know, it's exciting because we want this to be your finally and forever. And we're not trying to keep you sticking around. People keep coming back because of what they get out of it. It's a great, you know, positive, safe space for people to work on their journeys. But our end game is for you to go live your life. You know what I mean? Our end game is for you to get the heck out of here and go live your life. So that's a vibe. The last couple groups, I've had my family, which almost brings me to tears because I live so far away from my family. I wasn't able to see them a lot over the last couple of years. And they all kind of were in the program. And it was really nice for me to see their faces in the group. And my Aunt Lori filled in for me a little bit. And it's just great. But pretty much everyone in Lakefield, I swear, is doing the program. But, you know, when I go back and I talk to people, it's not about how much weight that they've lost. It's like how they feel. And it's a vibe, right? People are just feeling great. They're feeling hopeful, not only about their weight, but they're feeling hopeful about their health. And I don't know, as I get older, like I'm going to be 49 this year, you know, like people around me are getting cancer and there are all sorts of diseases, and I'm worried about dementia and Alzheimer's and those kinds of things, which, you know, are lifestyle diseases now. We know that things can be done to prevent those things by making sure that you're, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. And I know many of you want to live a healthy lifestyle. You go to your doctor tells you need to eat better, you need to exercise, you need to whatever. But even though you wanted to exercise, you didn't have the energy for it. And that's because your metabolism was like on slow-mo, you know? And you wanted to eat healthy and you were doing what, you know, the diets, like your doctor told you to do keto or told you to do this or told you to do that. And you went and did it, but there's no real manual on it. And you're just trying to figure it out, right? Like, and feeling like you're working really hard and not really getting anywhere, you know? Working really hard and not getting anywhere. So it's a vibe. And as weird as it is, and people say, am. I love you and love your group. I love it. And it's not lost on me. People are putting faith in me. And, you know, it's a good program that you can feel really good about. And one of my goals is to have this be a program that you feel really good about sharing. No one wants to, like, tell someone to go on a diet, but we know people are trying to lose weight. And this is a really great process. And I want it to be something that people feel good about sharing, you know? So it's a vibe. That's what I think. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Let me see if I can get another couple questions done. And then I just had my A1C go down and my cholesterol went up. My doctor recommended meds. I'm not happy, but have to trust and be open. Okay, so there is something to be said about when you are losing weight and you've lost a considerable amount of weight, it, depending on when you're getting tested. And we've talked to Dr. Paul about this. It is actually a thing that your numbers can be a little bit wonky after you've lost weight when it comes to cholesterol if you've lost a larger amount. So that's also something to be considered as well. Not that I'm telling you that, you know, your doctor's wrong about telling that you need meds. But also if you are on, if you do have like high cholesterol, or you know, high blood pressure, it's not unusual for you to actually get off that medication during the program. Wait till you guys start hearing about all the non-scale victories and all the amazing results that people are getting that aren't scale related. Dropping down there, if you're diabetic, you know, dropping down your meds, thyroids, dropping down your meds, constantly getting your meds adjusted, getting off meds. Like it's pretty amazing. The body is always trying to heal. And so when you get sick, why doesn't your body heal? Well, probably like in a way that you cures. Well, because most people don't change what they do, what they eat, what they think, and you can't expect your body to miraculously change all of a sudden if you're not changing anything that you're doing. And so this program is all about being in tune, paying attention to your body, being in tune to it, giving it what it needs, you know, and helping it specifically focus on fat loss, and at the same time, you know, helping it get better sleep and helping you manage your stress and, you know, helping to move your body and doing all the things you possibly can actively to actually help your body get healthy. And I think that's why, you know, people feel so great about this program. It's such a vibe. It's like how to get healthy 101. Like forget about weight loss, how to get healthy 101, right? Can the lemon water be in cool versus warm water? Is there a benefit to warm water? No, it's just it can be more soothing on your digestive system when it's warm first thing in the morning. I find when I drink cold water first thing in the morning, it makes me a little nauseous. But you can have it cold, you can have it warm, you can have it hot, you can have it any way that you want. Yeah, you don't have to necessarily have it warm. I'm so excited that I can have my morning coffee. Hi, Christine. I make a latte every morning, just one tap of raw sugar, 1% milk. Other diets have made me feel like I haven't been allowed to have it. It's my latte. It's one thing I absolutely love. Yeah, you know, like a lot of diets are really extreme in really weird ways. Like coffee and how you drink your coffee is generally not why your body's feeling need to store fat. It's going to not stop you from losing weight. I mean, some coffees can be like a straight up dessert. It's like they're not coffees, they're the desserts for sure. So that's a totally different situation. Also stuff like wine, alcohol is generally not why your body's feeling a need to store fat. And even when people stop drinking, it doesn't have the effect on the scale that they expect. In a roundabout way, when you minimize alcohol, obviously, you know, you can mess with your sleep and your hormones and stuff, like dehydrate you and stuff. But a lot of the times the focus that people put on things is just not the focus that they need to put on things. Like, for example, everyone's gaining weight this year because of COVID. It's not because of the food that they're eating. Like, I mean, that might play a role, but it's probably the stress people are under. The stress is what's causing them to stress, the lack of sleep. That's what's causing them to gain the weight. And everyone's putting a focus on the food when in reality, it's probably more so the stress than it is the food. So I did a program in my original groups. I used to keep my groups open for people to use as support groups. I had to shut them down because people ended up selling stuff and they were kind of abusing them, unfortunately. But when the pandemic first hit, there was kind of some chatter in the group, this old group of mine, and someone's like, oh, I'm getting weight back. I don't know what it is. I'm focusing on the foods. I'm doing everything Gina told me. I'm doing back on track. I don't know what's going on. And then other people filtered in. They're like, yeah, me too. And I had to bust in there and be like, you guys, you have been maintaining your weight for years, and now collectively you're all having a hard time trying to maintain your weight. It's not the food. It's your stress. Has anyone thought at all about the stress? I said, nobody is talking here about the stress that all of a sudden you guys are all under. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, like makes sense, right?
So a lot of times it's other things. And this is like, you know, just addressing your stress on its own and just trying to get better sleep on its own and trying to do things on its own. Like any one thing isn't necessarily going to add up and make a significant difference in your weight journey. But all of the things, when they add up, can make a real significant difference, you know? Like if I said like sleep is the key to weight loss, someone's going to say, well, you can't tell people they're going to lose weight just because they sleep. Well, if you're trying to lose weight and definitely you're not getting good sleep, that's definitely affecting your body's ability to focus on fat loss, you know? So I find the diet industry is so extreme with things, including the things that they tell you that you need to do, right? Like I have so many vegans reach out. Never in my life have I ever had anyone ask me if they can be vegan and lose weight. Until keto came around, and everyone's doing keto diet. Everybody's doing keto. Even the people who weren't doing keto are now doing keto. I totally lost my train of thought when talking about that keto diet. What is my point of thought?
Oh, vegans.
Oh, vegans. Thank you. I'm totally going back to bed after this lot. Vegans are always like, can I do your program? I'm like, why do they think that they can't? Like, it was really bizarre. I'm like, why do all these vegans ask me? And it's because there are actually diets that, you know, you have to eat so much excessive protein. And like, I don't know whether they don't realize that there's lots of great plant proteins out there. Like, even if you don't eat fish and you don't eat dairy, there's lots of great plant proteins out there that suffice. But it's kind of been the thing. Like, you can totally be vegan and lose weight. Anyway, so the diet industry is really messed up. I'm going to go.
Yes, you should.
Some water. I'm gonna go, you guys. Thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you've enjoyed your first week of the program. Like I said, we keep the post super light this weekend. We'll be posting the guidelines for week one. Spoiler alert, just more of the same, so don't worry about groceries or anything like that. Although we do post the guidelines on Sunday and we don't post them ahead of time. Well, you have them if you have the book. That's the advantage. You kind of know what's coming. I do give you guys a heads up Saturday morning or in the check-in, let you guys know grocery-wise if things are changing. So I will give you guys a heads up on that if there's any major tweaks that we make to the food plan each week to give you guys time to get the stuff that you need. But really, it's the same shit, just eating different ways. So there's no real stress about that. So Sunday at 10 o'clock, read over the guidelines. Let us know if you do have any questions. But next week is all about just like really being consistent, following that food plan, allowing the body to calm down to it so we can see how the body's responding. And then we have that impact moving forward. That's when we start to address portions in week three. And then we're actually messing with portions in week four. But we really want to be consistent with that food plan. Other than that, I don't go live Sundays. I do a check-in Sunday morning. We post the guidelines at 10. Other than that, super quiet around here. So get caught up on any of the information. My team is still very much working, so they are around. So keep those questions coming. Other than that, have an amazing day. Have an amazing rest of your weekend, you guys. And I'll see you bright and early on Monday at 9 a.m. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.